But Ophir Erez, my friends, has a beautiful chamul of Yidden that hang out by his place in Tel Aviv. And get ready. And they have a beautiful matzah of Numan Rosh Hashanah. He brings this chevra of guys, really a chamul of Jewish people from all over, all Israelis, you know. Huh? Ophir Erez's place? It's right off Pushkina. They're the guys drinking Arak. They're done with davening. When you're going to that, they're done with davening there. They don't go to the kloyes. These guys sitting outside, smoking cigarettes, drinking Arak. They're the Anachnu Aminim B'nei Ma'am, you know, Ma'aminim guys at the tzion at 3 in the morning. You know? The Beitar Yerushalayim fans are connected to, often connected to Ophir Erez as Chamula. Anyways, Ophir Erez said like this. He had a whole group of guys come, Rosh Hashanah. Guys who, you know, during the year might not necessarily be connected to daily practice in the way that, you know, one might think, one might hope. And they're mitchazek. And one of the guys who came with them, Rosh Hashanah, really was like on fire after Rosh Hashanah. On fire. He turned, you know, he just got out of all these bad habits, all this old stuff, and was davening every day, was putting on tefillin every day. It was a new thing for him. He started wearing tzitzis, and was really like turning into this person who was identifying very strongly with Torah and with Yiddishkeit. Very beautiful. He had a big aliyah, a big upswing, a major change in his life. He was inspired from Rosh Hashanah, and throughout the year he's going doing the whole thing until one of his buddies says, "Hey, why don't you come? We're making a birthday party for, I don't know, we're making a birthday party for Chang. One of our chaver, I don't know, whatever his name is. One of the chaver." And he says, "Okay, you know, I'm a little bit of a different place now, you know, ani achshav hitchazakti, ani shomer Torah mitzvot, you know, ken, ata tzadik gadol, you know, come and join us. No, your old friends want to see you, we miss you, come." He says, "Okay, fine." Meanwhile, he goes to this party with his friends. I mean, it doesn't take more than a few minutes to like very quickly remember and like get right back into where, I mean, right back into where he was, and with gusto. And it went from like being at a birthday party to like falling to a very intense place. The chaver went out afterwards, he was right back into the drugs, right back into the alcohol, right back afterwards to the post party in the VIP room with the chaver. And it was low, and it was very low. And about 3:30 in the morning, with all the guys, and they said to him, "Ken, you see, right back to where you were. Zee, this is the dude we remember. This is the guy we remember. Yeah, right back, yeah." And the women are there, and the partying, and the drugs, and that. And something happened. He was so embarrassed. And he ran out of the room. He ran out of that place. And ran to the back, ran out. He ran out. And everyone's laughing, whatever. He ran out. Half an hour goes by, an hour goes by, 2 hours go by. It's almost dawn. They can't find him. They don't know what happened to him. And they had done some drugs, and they're partying pretty hard. And he was outside, literally. He found himself outside by the garbage dumpster, deep, deep, deep in Tel Aviv, outside of this place a person shouldn't be. And he was standing there by the garbage dumpster, crying, saying, "Where am I? How did this happen? What am I doing here? What's the real me? Oi!" And he was screaming, "Abba! I don't want to do this. This isn't me. But I can't help myself. Oi, there's no hope for me. Is there hope for me?" The chevra were looking all over him. The guy started to get a little nervous, like, where did he go? They're calling him. He's not answering. They found him literally next to the garbage dumpster, sitting on the floor, a mess. A train wreck. They all kind of found him and said, "Are you okay?" And he's crying beyond the point of like being able to express himself. And he said, "And Lo Rotzeh Lasot, I don't want to do this. This is not me. Ani ben melech. Ani ben melech. Ein yirush ba'olam." They were shaking. Here he was. Nafal la'anshu nafal, like we said last night. He fell to where he fell. He broke what he had broken. He blemished what he had blemished. But there was something in him that wouldn't... It just said... He was in the deepest place underwater. In a wreck, in a shipwreck. And I said, it's okay, Beseder. And he said, no, you were telling me before, you were making fun of me that I wasn't for real. But ani ken, ze be'emet, ani be'emet rotze. Yesh li kesher im Rabbeinu. I have a relationship with the tzaddik. V'tzaddik amar, ein shum yerush ba'olam klal. There's no such thing as giving up hope. These guys didn't know what to do with themselves. They didn't know what to do with themselves. They came down on the floor with him, literally. They're all sitting by the garbage dumpster at 5 o'clock in the morning behind a club in Tel Aviv. And he kept saying, Tzaddik doesn't give up on me. I'm not garbage. This is not me. The next Rosh Hashanah, he brought 15 guys with him. That whole chevra, that whole chamula of guys from that broken place all came to Rav Ofer Erez, Rosh Hashanah, to Rabbein, to Rav Nachman in Rosh Hashanah. Rav Ofer Erez said, this is what Yerida L'Tzarech Aliyah is. It was connected, like Rav Nassim said last night. It's connected with this like oxygen scuba. He fell to where he fell, and in that deep place of train, of shipwreck underwater, found treasures. And came back to a higher place. When we bind ourselves to the collective soul of the Jewish people, and to the souls of the righteous, to the true righteous ones, and we yearn after them, we look for them, through that, it's like we're bound by this bound of holiness, by this holy rope that we're attached above. As I bechol makom shiyorid l'sham, and any place which we fall to, yalo so hatzadik misham, he'll be redeemed and be elevated and be brought back from that place. We will be brought back from that place. Not just some story of a guy, all of us, in our own dumpster next to the club at 5 o'clock in the morning, we all have that moment. Because we're connected, we're tied, we're bound. It's not, I had to go through that in order that I should go higher afterwards. No. While I'm there in that low place, that's where I have to be. There's something important that has to be done there. Not so that afterwards I will then have a stronger davening the next day, so that afterwards, one day, I will be mitchazek, and then I'll learn more. But there, in that place, I have to be there. Hashem has to be revealed in that place. That moment in time, and that specific spot in space. And that, like we talked about, orientation. The world of time and space. And I, in that time and space right now, even if it's a degrading place, have to be there. And that is the place which I can reveal Hashem. The Yerida itself is purposeful. It's meaningful. Not so that afterwards I'll go stronger. Not there's a lull so that I'll come strong the next day. No, but it's specifically in that place, in that brokenness, in that Yerida, that we reveal a different aspect of being connected to Hashem. Yashikach Shibarta. Yashikach Shibarta and Shvasar B'Talmas. Good. Luchos are broken. Now we can relate to Hashem and Hashem can relate to us through distance, through brokenness. Tonight begins the month of Menachem Av. It's a period of distance, of finding God in distance, in alienation. There are times in relationships of closeness. And there are times in relationships where love is revealed in joyfulness. And there are times in relationships where there's distance, where there's it's not so easy to communicate, where it's challenging. This is that time. But specifically, by being in a place of Yerida, being in a place of distance, of alienation, not afterwards, but now, here, specifically there, in that next to that dumpster behind the club, dafke there, there's something there, there's a treasure in that shipwreck in the bottom of the ocean, which we have to draw out. Shelo haya efshal halosam al yidei shum tzadikim al yidei of daika. No one would be able to reveal that treasure and redeem that treasure from that place except for me here in this moment. Except for you there in that moment. Behind that club, next to that dumpster, by that person, with those chamula of friends, it had to be. The Yerida itself is meaningful. Time of relating to Hashem and Hashem relating to us during these days is meaningful. In the context, like we talked about, of tshuva, kodem Torah, we know that there's no such thing as giving up hope, there's no such thing as too far, there's no such thing as too late. Yerfu shalema for Esther Mindel, Bas Gittel Miriam, Moshe, and Miriam Rus, Shein Kol Yisrael.